Ah, Mrs. Naugatuck, I'm glad you got the vacuum out. This rug could certainly stand a good cleaning.
Oh, it certainly could. But don't worry, when I finish with my apartment, I'll let you use it.
Thank you. Wait a minute, Mrs. Naugatuck. Do you realize that today is your third anniversary as our housekeeper?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And because it is your anniversary, I think you should take the evening off.
Oh, you mean I don't have to work tonight?
That's right. Because Walter and I are taking you and Bert out to dinner.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. We can't make it. I've made other plans.
How could you have made other plans? I just this moment gave you the evening off.
You see, it worked out perfectly. I made plans and you gave me the night off. They say life's complicated.
Well, if you've made other plans... Wait a moment. You are up to something, Mrs. Naugatuck. Yes, you are. You want to vacuum your apartment. You don't want to go out to dinner. I bet you are planning something very special for all of us in your apartment tonight.
No, Mom.
Come on now. Mrs. Naugatuck, you have a secret. You know how I know? There's a little something in your eye.
That's dust. Well, this carpet certainly could use a good cleaning.
Hello? Who? Davy Jones' liquor locker? A keg of beer? No, nobody here ordered a keg of beer.
Oh, I did. Hello, Davy. Yes, that's right. A big keg. Yes, and I want a mixed case of scotch, vodka and bourbon, about 5 bags of ice, a couple of cans of mixed nuts, potato chips, pretzels, and a pound of peanut brittle. Oh, and a tube of Polygrip. Yes, that's right, dear. The apartment above the garage. Yes. Thank you, Davy. And as my Irish husband always says, may the wind be at your back. Well, how should I know what that means? I'm English.
That's it. You are giving a party for us.
A party? Whatever gave you that idea?
I knew it. You are surprising us all with a party.
Mrs. Finlay, why must you be so nosy?
Mrs. Naugatuck, please don't call me nosy. You know I don't like that.
Well, you're spoiling everything.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have guessed. You wanted to tell me yourself. I'll tell you what we'll do. Forget everything we just said. You tell me about the party, and I'll be surprised.
Mrs. Finlay, I'm not a child.
Oh, please, please. I really mean it. I will be surprised. You'll see. Go ahead. Tell me you're having a party tonight.
I'm having a party tonight.
A party? Tonight? Well, that's wonderful. Oh, I am so surprised.
Wait. You haven't heard the real surprise.
What's that?
You're not invited.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello, Walter.
What's the matter, Maud?
It's Mrs. Naugatuck. She's having a party.
That's great. Are we invited?
No. And you know, for some reason or other, she's being so secretive about it. Do you know that she actually called me nosy?
Mrs. Naugatuck called you nosy?
That's right.
Let me tell you something, Maud.
What?
You got off cheap.
Honey, sit down. Sit down. Sweetheart, do you remember that very famous story about wise King Solomon? You know, the one where the two women came to him with an infant and each claimed to be the child's mother? You know, so King Solomon said, cut the baby in half and divide it. Well, one of the women said that she thought it was fair, but the other one said, no, no. She said, I'll give up the baby to save its life. That was when wise King Solomon knew who the infant's real mother was.
Well, of course I remember that story, but what's it got to do with my calling you nosy?
Nothing, but the urge to cut you in half has passed.
I was just kidding, Wood. You're not nosy.
Thank you.
Hey, look! A letter for Bert from his brother in Ireland.
Oh, I'll take it up to him.
Gee, I wonder who's coming to that party.
I have no idea.
Well, thanks so much for helping out, Carol. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I don't mind, Bert. Somehow hanging crepe paper always reminds me of my very first date.
I know what you mean. I've dated a few crepe hangers myself.
Mardi
Gras? Oh, Mrs. Finley, come in. Nell's not here.
Oh, well, that's all right, Bert. I just came up to give you this letter.
Oh, thank you. That's from my brother in Ireland. Well, I'll read it on the way to the liquor store. Nell forgot to order the beef jerky.
The Harmons have been invited.
What makes you think that?
Well, didn't you hear Bert say they're serving beef jerky? I mean, Arthur and Viv are the only friends they have who have their own teeth. Carol, why are you here?
I'm just helping out.
Well, I'll tell you, it's none of my business. I'm going back to the house. Will you look at all this food? Carol, this must be costing them a fortune.
I know. I think they spent too much money.
You know, Carol, Walter and I were going to take Mrs. Naugatuck and Bert out to dinner tonight. And since we can't do it, I would like to make a little gesture. Now, I don't want a word out of you to them about it. Will you look at this? The number I want is right here on the telephone, right under emergency. Police, fire, Davy Jones Liquor Locker. Hello? Davy? Yeah, Mrs. Findlay. Yes. Davy, do you remember that rather large order that Mrs. Naugatuck placed just a little while ago? Yeah. I'd like you to put it on my charge. It's already on my charge. Thank you, Davy. Well, I don't think we have to worry about their budget.
Oh, Mother, I'm sure they're just using your charge and they'll pay you back.
I suppose so. Anyway, I better get out of here before Mrs. Naugatuck accuses me of snooping. Carol. Carol, do you know what that is? That is Mrs. Naugatuck's most prized possession. That is the urn with the ashes of her late husband, Cyril. I better get it out of here and put it in a safe place before the... Oh, my God.
Look what you've done. Cyril's all over the floor.
Sweep them together.
Where's the broom?
In the broom closet.
Where's the broom closet?
Don't be stupid. There's no broom closet up here.
Please, put your bicycle away. I'm expecting a delivery.
Oh, my God, she's here. It's one thing not to clean my apartment. It's quite a different thing not to clean your own. I mean, particularly when you're having a party. Well, I do think that looks so much better. You know, they say cleanliness is next to godliness. Come along, Carol. Oh, Carol, don't forget the waste basket. Have a wonderful evening, Mrs. Sorry, Cyril.
Mrs. Finlay. Have you seen Cyril?
Cyril who?
My Cyril. After you'd left the apartment, I looked round for him and he'd gone.
Oh, did the two of you have a fight?
Wait a minute. This is a piece of Cyril's urn. You broke Cyril's urn!
Oh, Mrs. Naugatuck, it was an accident. I promise you, I'll glue the urn back together. It'll be as good as new.
What about Cyril? What have you done with him?
He's fine. He's resting comfortably.
Is that Cyril?
This is Hoover, see?
His worst fear was being sucked up by a vacuum cleaner.
Please, Mrs. Naugatuck. Please, Mrs. Naugatuck.
Oh, you put my Cyril in here with all the dust and dirt from your carpet.
Don't be silly. Oh. You just changed the bag yourself. Oh. Believe me, Cyril is all alone in there.
Oh, I promised him on his deathbed that I'd never let him leave that urn. Oh,
look, Mrs. Naugatuck, I promise I'll glue the urn back together, but until then, look, how about putting Cyril in this nice pickle jar? I mean, it's very roomy, and you can see him, and he can see you.
I wouldn't put my Cyril in that pickle jar. Getting pickled is what killed him.
How about a coffee can?
Why didn't you tell me what you'd done?
Mrs. Naugatuck, I didn't want to upset you, particularly after we had that argument and you called me nosy.
No right to go messing about in my apartment.
I was not messing about.
Well, what you call this, recycling, Cyril?
Well, that's the thanks I get for trying to be helpful. I only wanted to move the urn so that your drunken friends wouldn't knock it over.
Don't you call my friends drunken.
I'm sorry, but they still could have knocked it over accidentally.
At least my friends are drunken. What excuse have you got?
What do you want me to say? I'm clumsy?
Yes.
I'm clumsy.
And careless.
And careless.
And tall.
Mrs. Naugatuck, aren't you getting a little personal?
You're a huge woman. You're the hugest woman I've ever seen.
Now, Mrs. Naugatuck, I promised I would glue that urn back together or replace it. Now, I have really had it with this childish temper tantrum. Now, look, here. Here's an oatmeal crock. It has been in my family for generations. Empty it and put Cyril inside here, and I don't want to hear another damn word.
There's your crock.
You did that deliberately.
Remember, that's just oatmeal on the floor. How would you feel if that was Mr. Finlay?
Mrs. Naugatuck, I demand that you apologize immediately.
Apologize my ashes.
Mrs. Naugatuck, you're fired.
I quit.
Good. Today is your third anniversary, and that's a perfect gift for me, having you leave.
Come on, Cyril. She's seen the last of us around here. And I'll leave you with the old Irish blessing. May the road come up to meet your face.
Ma, you don't look well.
Of course I don't look well. I haven't been this upset in years.
Why, what's the matter?
It's Mrs. Naugatuck. Vivian, you cannot believe the thing she called me.
Why?
To begin with, she called me nosy.
She called you nosy? Oh, my gosh, that's so thoughtless. That's like going up to a dwarf and saying, you're a dwarf. Nosy's a dwarf? You don't have to tell it. And what if he's a nosy dwarf? You'd certainly never tell him that. I mean, you might tell him he's nosy. Or you might tell him he's a dwarf, but you would never, never tell him he's a nosy dwarf. So count your blessings, Maud. You're nosy, but you're not a dwarf.
I'm sorry, Viv, I lost my head. It's just that it's been such a trying day, and it's all because of that damn party.
What party?
Come on now, Vivian, I know that Mrs. Naugatuck and Bert are having a party, and you and Arthur are invited.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Have it your own.
No, I swear, I don't know anything about any party.
Well, anyway, if it hadn't been for the party, I wouldn't have broken the urn, and then I had words with Mrs. Naugatuck, and I fired her.
You fired Mrs. Naugatuck?
I never want to see her again.
Oh, I hope that doesn't mean she's going to call up a party. I'm bringing a potato salad.
Just take all that stuff up to the apartment, Davy. Thank you. Oh, Mrs. Harmon.
Hi, Bert.
Mrs. Finley, where's Nell?
Bert, I might as well tell you. Mrs. Naugatuck and I had words, and I fired her.
Oh, my. Well, maybe it's all for the best under the circumstances. I mean, after the news I got.
What news?
This letter from Ireland. You see, all these years, my kid brother Danny's been looking after Mother. But now Danny boy has reached the marrying age. He'll be 57 next week. So he wants to leave Ireland for the land of opportunity.
Oh, he's coming here.
Oh, no. West Germany. Anyway, somebody has to take care of Mum. After all, she's 96 years old, and she's starting to slow up a bit. I mean, Danny says it's getting tougher every day for Mum to ride her bike to work.
Wait a minute, Bert. You mean that you and Mrs. Naugatuck are going to move to Ireland?
That's right. You see, I told Nell we'd have to go someday, and she agreed. But now that the time's come, I was worried about breaking it to her. I mean, oh, she loves you. And she'd hate to leave. But thank you, Mrs. Finley. You've made it so much easier for me by kicking her out.
I can't let her leave this way. I love her.
Maud, wait a minute. Now, I'm confused.
It's better that way, Finley.
This time I'm quitting for good.
Well, if that's what you want, Nell, there's something I have to tell you. You see, I got a letter from my brother, and...
Mrs. Naugatuck. Mrs. Naugatuck.
What do you want here?
I came to make up.
I'll go get some ice.
No, I'll get it. You stay here and see what this woman wants.
I'll be back in a minute.
I'm not interested in making up with you. I'm going into the bathroom.
Mrs. Naugatuck, I really think, under the circumstances, I really think we should make up. And I don't care what you say, I'm going to stay here until we do.
Mrs. Finley, it's too late. You've buttered your bread and now you can lie on it.
Mrs. Naugatuck, that doesn't make any sense at all.
That's your trouble. You're so flipping tall, you don't understand plain English.
Mrs. Naugatuck, why are you behaving like this? Didn't Bert tell you you're leaving?
Of course I'm leaving. I couldn't stand to stay here another moment with you. That's why I quit.
Well, technically speaking, I fired you, but that...
You did not. I quit.
But the point is that you and Bert are going to Ireland to take care of his mother.
Yeah, well, that suits me fine.
Oh, no.
You didn't know. Bert got a letter from his brother today. You're really leaving me. Oh, Mrs. Naugatuck, I'm going to miss you.
Oh, Mum, I don't want to leave you. We've had such a wonderful friendship ever since the moment I came into your house.
Do you remember that first day?
Oh, I'll never forget that first day.
We became so close, so quickly. It was like magic.
You're very opinionated.
You're the one who's opinionated.
That's your opinion.
You're entitled to my opinion.
I'm entitled to my opinion.
That's your opinion.
It's a good thing you're bigger than I am.
It's a good thing you're smaller, feisty old biddy.
Rusty old broad.
Look, why don't you just come out and say you're sorry?
No, why should I? Why don't you?
Well, because... Rusty old broad.
Rusty old biddy.
Hope we're not too early. Oh, Maud.
You were invited to the party, weren't you?
What makes you think I'm going to a party? That's my surgical hat.
Who were you operating on, Guy Lombardo?
Maud, guess what? This party is for you!
Ta-da!
You're kidding. No, Mom, look at the cake.
3 happy years, Nell Naugatuck and Maud Finley.
Oh, Mrs. Naugatuck.
That's why I didn't want to tell you about the party. Oh, Mum, you've been so good to me. I've always felt like one of the family. We're just like sisters.
Could you make that mother and daughter?
Whatever you say, Mother.
You know, Mrs. Naugatuck, I'm going to miss you. But I think you're going to be very happy. I hear Ireland is a beautiful, beautiful country.
Ireland. Beautiful Ireland.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, maybe at the closing of the day...
Oh, shut up, Bert.
You can sit and watch the moon rise over Clare and see the sun go down.